At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, the Circuit College Hoops Challenge. We move to week 7, and we have Tim Murray of VSiN on with us now. Matt Eumanns, Wes Reynolds here in the Circa Sportsbook on a Friday night. Tim Murray about to leave on a vacation overseas, and he can't wait. He's going to be watching conference tournaments poolside or beachside next week instead of here at the sportsbook. But, Tim, here we go into week 7. You are 16-13-1, 16.5 points, 2 points back of Will Hill. And we have essentially 8 guys who have a shot to win this contest as we head down the stretch. How do you feel? How confident are you heading into Saturday's games?
I'm oozing with confidence, Matt. I'm always. It's me, you know. I won't complain at all, and I'm feeling all right. You know, it's a unique day tomorrow, certainly with situational spots, and hopefully we're picking the right situations to bet on.
You can see Tim's jersey in the background, Muhlenberg Mules. They retired his number 44, or he retired it. It's up in a it's on the wall in the back. All right, Tim. Let's get to it. This is a popular play. This is also my best bet. You and I have the same best bet. We talked about this on the VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast this week, and you got to think Tennessee's a fade with Zakai Ziegler, the point guard, out for the season with the torn ACL. This number flipped. Now, it opened today, Auburn plus 1.5, and right now Auburn is a slight favorite, 1-point favorite against Tennessee. I'm a little surprised. I thought Auburn was going to open as the favorite. I actually made Auburn a 2-point favorite in this game, so I was happy to grab 1.5 at the opener. What's your handicap here? Tennessee at Auburn, your best bet.
Well, the way this contest works, as you have let people know, is when we get our picks in, you take a look at the timestamp of that email, and then you compare it to what it is, either DraftKings or Circa. And I had a feeling, we said it on the podcast, Matt, that this number would move quickly. So I was racing to get this sucker in. That's why, I saw the plus 1.5 and thought it was, a great spot. You mentioned Zakai Ziegler, being lost for the season, devastating blow there for Tennessee. And, for Auburn, and, I'll mention this with Utah State too, they're on very thin bubble right now. Depending on, what bracket you look at, maybe a 10, maybe headed to Dayton. Now, I don't think anyone really has them out of the field, but they could really use a big time win. This would be a quad one win against a quality Tennessee team in the metrics. And, coming off back-to-back losses like Auburn is, blowing that lead like they did, guys, against against Alabama earlier this week. Bruce Pearl being all fired up after the game on local radio, talking about just how the game was officiated. I think all that put together just leads to a great spot for Auburn at home. You know the crowd's going to be ramped up. So I think this is a big, big spot to back Auburn and also a spot to certainly fade Tennessee a little bit, knowing that Ziegler's out.
Yeah, make it 3 for 3 because that is actually my best bet, Tim. And you described that very well. I remember I was getting ready to watch IU-Purdue. Auburn, Tennessee, of course, ran over because every game's got to run over in college basketball now. But if you remember, Wendell Green got fouled on that three, didn't get a chance to land, and no call for Auburn. So that's one of the reasons I kind of thought, okay, Bruce Pearl is really going to want to get at these guys. Of course, Bruce Pearl, formerly the head coach of Tennessee, so always fired up for that. But I'm aboard with you guys, and I'm aboard with you, Tim, on this other one too. Texas, the burnt orange Texas Longhorns, -2.5 over Kansas. Kansas, of course, has wrapped up the Big 12 title. I think they're pretty safely on the one line. I think it's a big spot for the Longhorns.
Agreed. Yeah, huge spot for Texas coming off back-to-back losses. Lost last Saturday. I know that was a popular play in the contest. I think, Matt, you had Baylor last Saturday. And then Texas gets the cover but does not get the win on Wednesday against TCU. So certainly not a spot, guys, where it's like Auburn, where they have to win to kind of help their chances to get in the field. Texas has no issues there. But, you know, I'm backing Texas in a revenge spot. They lost to Kansas back in early February. I'm sure this Texas team is trying to end on a high note. And then the last part of this, too, guys, is what Wes just mentioned. I mean, this is a Kansas team that has really defied a lot of odds, and Bill Self is going to be coach of the year nationally, and rightfully so. You lose, you know, 2 first round picks, you lose 6 of your 8 top starters, but you saw how they kind of embraced that Big 12 championship. They won it outright. It is the 17th time in 20 years Bill Self has led Kansas to at least a part of the Big 12 regular season crown, I think 13th outright. But what were they doing when they beat Texas Tech? They were, you know, pointing to their fingers. They were ready to get their championship ring. So I do think there's a little bit of a hangover here for Kansas. Not a ton to play for. The Big 12 tournament right around the corner, 1 seed in the NCAA tournament. So the more desperate team's going to be Texas, a little bit of revenge too, trying to avoid a 3-game losing streak going into Big 12 tournament play. So that's why I like Texas here, and that's why I quickly grabbed the 2.5.
All right, all good points. Texas, a 2.5-point favorite over Kansas. And Tim Murray's other play so far, Auburn +1.5. That was the number today at the opener. DraftKings, Auburn +1.5 against Tennessee. Right now, Circa is at Auburn -2 on that game, so we got the best of it with Auburn. Let's go down to 698 on the rotation. And you got to think there's going to be a hangover for the Fighting Irish and Mike Bray. We all three of us run Notre Dame +4.5 against Pitt, and that came in easily. No sweat in Bray's final home game. Now the Irish, 9-point dogs on the road against a Clemson team that really needs this one. Circus still has Clemson -9. DraftKings has it down to -8. Tim, you're laying the points with the Tigers.
Yeah, a bit surprised at this move, but it is a big number. And this was my last entry to get in there. I was debating between a couple, but ultimately I'm hoping that Clemson can kind of channel what they showed last Saturday, which was that road dominant victory against NC State. They were a very popular dog earlier this week on the road at UVA, and UVA won and covered in that spot, which was felt like a kind of a sell high spot on Clemson, or more so buy low on UVA. But you mentioned it, Matt. The three of us on the Irish earlier this week, and you mentioned hangover, which I think is a great way to put it, because Mike Bray could potentially still be hungover, literally. went out to the local bar, linebacker, enjoyed himself, some videos of him taking some shots of Jameson. Hey, your last game as the all-time winningest head coach in Notre Dame history there at Purcell Pavilion. Go enjoy yourself. I am very curious to see how this team prepared the last 2 days to get ready for Clemson. A Clemson team, guys, that might be the most desperate of all of these teams that we mentioned. They are on most projections on the outside looking in. Not that a Notre Dame win will help them, but a Notre Dame loss would be crippling to any chances of getting into the NCAA tournament. I mean, this is a Clemson team that started off red hot, 7-0 in conference play, 10-1 at one point in time. So I think you're going to get the best effort from Clemson. Certainly, I'm not getting the best number for the contest as it went down to 8, but I think Clemson, certainly a first half look, but we can't play those in the contest. So I went full game here in what was a real big fade of the Irish coming off an emotional victory on what has been an absolutely terrible year for Notre Dame.
Tim, we talked the other night, actually on that night of Notre Dame-Pittsburgh, and we thought, you know what, if Mike Bray would have left South Bend last year, maybe he would have ended up at GW at George Washington, but it's Chris Caputo now, first-year head coach, and Chris Caputo, by the way, has his team over 500, 16-14. I think first time since 2017 GW has been over 500 this late in the year. They're getting VCU. VCU is going to be the number one seed at the Barclays Center next week in the A-10 tournament. Why do you like the dog here, Tim?
Yeah, I think you kind of hit on it right there. I'm taking points with a team that's playing much better right now. Four-game winning streak here for the Colonials. I was hoping that GW would be vying for one of those double buys. They cannot get to it. They can get as high as the 5 seed, but they cannot get to the double buy, which is unfortunate. Would have made this a much bigger play for me. But I still like GW in this spot, catching 7, because VCU really has nothing to play for. And this is also a spot, guys, where the A-10, believe it or not, is going to be a one-bid league this year. So for VCU, where's the motivation? This isn't a spot where they have to win this game to keep their at-large chances alive. Honestly, they know they have to win the A-10 tournament. They're going to have a double bye. And there's a realistic shot, guys, that they could be playing this very George Washington team in the quarterfinals of the Atlantic 10 tournament. Actually, the semifinals, I beg your pardon. So I just think GW at home, final game of regular season, as you mentioned, Wes, a season where here they are, 16-14 are the Colonials. So catching 7 at home, VCU locked up the 1 seed. That's why I rolled with GW here, because I could see this being a pretty motivated spot for George Washington to try to head into the A-10 tournament on a relative high note.
All right, let's get to your last play here, Tim. 7:06, Utah State. You're laying 4.5. The circuit number's up to 5. And it's pretty obvious that the Aggies need this win. And they're off a 25-point blowout at UNLV. And Boise obviously closed that game against San Diego State with a 14-0 run to get a win they really needed against the Aztecs. I'm with you here. I think Utah State gets the win. You're probably not crazy about laying the 4.5, but you're going to do it here.
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast, Matt. We were both, you know, lockstep on this one. I saw the 4.5. I said, I'm not crazy about that, but I'll roll with it here. Like you said, I'll keep it brief. Boise State, emotional victory, maybe a victory that locked up their at-large chances for the NCAA tournament, coming back and beating San Diego State. And then you've got Utah State, very much on the bubble, phenomenal shooting team, and the R word that we love so much, revenge. Boise State smoked Utah State back in early January, so we'll roll with the Aggies here.
All right, that's old number 44 for the Mules, Tim Murray. Good luck this weekend. Back here
see
in a couple
guys.
Minutes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details. Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, welcome back live from Las Vegas, the Circuit College Hoops Challenge. We're in the week number 7. You just heard from Tim Murray, VSiN host, his top 5 plays this week. Let's get to run down some more of the contestants' plays here before we get to Wes Reynolds, and he will explain his best bets this week on the Saturday College Hoops card. On the show with us tonight was Aaron Moore, sports media professor at Rider University. Aaron covered college hoops, wrote about it for the Philadelphia Inquirer and Basketball Times. He's a VSiN contributor now. He is 16-14 in this contest, and you can take a look at the standings right now. Will Hill at the top, 18-11-1. And he is in first place by a point over Jim Root, college basketball handicapper out of Chicago with a three-man weave and a field of 68 group. Rex Byers, lead odds maker, Playup USA. Rex will tell you nobody in the world makes better numbers than he does when it comes to college hoops. Greg Hoops Peterson. Needs no explanation. The Greg Peterson experience every night here, actually Monday through Friday. Or Sunday through Thursday. Sunday through Thursday here on VSiN, the host. And he is right now probably recording his Coast to Coast Hoops podcast for VSiN.
I wonder if he keeps his home as warm as he certainly does this studio after we leave.
That tends to irritate you, doesn't it, that he cranks up the temperature in the studio?
It does. Gets it up to about 75, by the way. We're at a cool 66 degrees. We like Rocky Meat Locker status, hey, man. We're punching the meat.
That'd be okay with me if it was 58 degrees in here. I don't care. Greg keeps the thermometer at like 76, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, anyway, the standings. Will Hill on top, 18.5. Then you've got Jim Root, Rex Byers, Greg Peterson right there, all within a point and a half, and followed by Tim Murray at 16.5, Aaron Moore and myself at 16, and then Wes Reynolds needs to make a run here in the final 3 weeks. Paul Stone, Daniel Alvari right there at 10-20 and 2-4 in their best bets with 10 points each. All right, let's get to Aaron Moore, sports media professor, and 4-1 last week with a best bet winner. Here we go. He's going to the Ivy League with his first play. Princeton -4 against Penn in that big rivalry. Charlotte +4. I forgot who's Charlotte playing, Wes.
Charlotte is, I believe, playing.
That's not a game I handicapped on the college card.
Yeah, hang on. My screen went dead.
Caught you off guard there. UTEP, pick 'em against Middle Tennessee. Auburn +1.5 against Tennessee And the best bet for Aaron Moore is Texas A&M plus two against Auburn. Now, Aaron was quick to get his plays in. He got the best of the number in the Auburn and Texas A&M games. So if you could throw up his plays there, Princeton minus four, Charlotte plus four, Auburn plus 1.5, UTEP pick, and best bet, Texas A&M plus two against number two Alabama. And that's an early tip-off tomorrow morning. So get your plays in. Right now, A&M's still a small dog there, plus one against Bama. I think A&M might be without Dexter Dennis in that game. Some injury news there you might want to keep an eye on. He's kind of an important player for the Aggies.
Charlotte, by the way, is playing UAB. They will be hosting the Blazers in the season finale. That Princeton-Penn, of course, very early tip-off, 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern. Both those teams, they're actually fighting for the Ivy League title. I mentioned, you know, when we talked with Jim Rutter, he had the Cornell over. Cornell trying to get that fourth spot in the Ivy League. It's between them and Brown. But Yale, Princeton, and Penn all tied at 9-4 in that four-team Ivy tournament.
All right, let's get to Will Hill, the leader in the contest. Will, 18-11-1, 3-2-1 on the best bets. And his best bet is USC Upstate plus 8. What do you think of this? After USC Upstate banks in a 3 at the buzzer to beat Gardner-Webb in the Big South tournament today.
Well, again, you know, Asheville, who is the number one seed, and that's who USC Upstate is going to play tomorrow. Asheville's kind of been, you know, if you look at that KenPom luck metric, which I like to look at, I think they were like number one for most of the season. They still might be actually number one in that luck metric. They have won so many close games. By the way, their main guy is Drew Pember, a center for UNC Asheville, who I believe today had 29 points in the win over Charleston Southern. And he only took, or he only made three shots. And he had 29 points. I'm looking at a stat line.
He must have hit 23.
22 of 24 from the line.
Wow.
And 16 rebounds, by the way, for their win. Charleston Southern played them tough, but UNC Asheville gets the win. UNC Asheville actually split the season with USC Upstate. Beat them by 6 in January and then lost by 6 on the road. So USC Upstate starting to play decent basketball. Coached by Dave Dickerson, who's a former Thad Mata assistant at Ohio State. USC Upstate was 9-13 to start February. And now they're 16-14 and going to be one game away, perhaps playing for a conference championship.
Could be a Cinderella team. USC Upstate, the best bet for Will Hill, Upstate plus 8. Okay, his other plays, Ohio State plus 7.5 at Michigan State. He got the best of the number there with the Buckeyes against the Spartans. Ohio State suddenly a hot team with back-to-back wins.
Oh. I know. Is it a coincidence? I guess third is – I guess it has to be three for a winning streak.
Right.
Because twice is a coincidence, so I'm with Will on that play.
Louisville plus 20 at Virginia. This number's dropped just a tick to 19, but the Cardinals are 4-26. And Virginia looking to get back on the track.
That's
the Cavaliers.
Just pitiful.
Yes, it is pitiful. For a program like Louisville.
That we grew up with Louisville when they were like one of the it programs.
Well, think about all the money that athletic department has, all the money in those programs. And you got to think that there's going to be some serious changes in the offseason at Louisville. Kenny Payne, his first year as coach, he was supposed to get the players. It hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's what you get him. Get the dudes because he, of course, is part of that Worldwide West pipeline.
Going to have to get some serious talent in there to turn that thing around, or he's going to be gone. 4-26. I just can't believe Louisville is that bad. And start out the season with a few one-point losses. Mm-hmm. Had some bad luck, and things snowballed from there. Will Hill, Ohio State plus 7.5, Louisville plus 20. West Virginia minus 4 against K-State. Texas minus 2.5 against Kansas. So those are the five plays for the leader in the contest. Ohio State, Louisville, West Virginia, Texas, and best bet USC Upstate. Jim Root, who's 1 point back of Will Hill, who's got 18.5. Root has got 17.5 points, 17-12-1. Looking for that elusive best bet winner. He's 0-5-1 on the best bets. It's very odd. Okay, Jim Root's first play. St. John's Marquette over 158. TCU minus 2 at Oklahoma. Long Beach State, UC Davis over 153.5. UNLV plus 8.5 at Reno. And the best bet, Columbia Cornell over 159. So he's got three overs there.
I actually like that top over St. John's and Marquette because I think this is going to be interesting for Marquette. Now, this is not a team that has a lot of seniors, but this is going to be kind of a coronation day for them, right? You know, because they're officially Big East champions, number one seed in the Garden. You got an opponent willing to run with you that prefers to play that style. I think that's going to be a high-scoring game.
What do you think about his best bet?
That was the Cornell.
Columbia, Cornell over 159.
Columbia is the Pitts in the Ivy League. They're dead last. Cornell, that's the style they want to play. Brian Earl, the head coach there, shoot a lot of threes, so I don't disagree with it at all.
All right, let's get to Wes Reynolds. Your five plays here. We've talked a little bit about these during the show, and don't forget the show replay up at VSIN.com if you want to catch everything we talked about tonight in 3 hours. Wes Reynolds has played Texas A&M plus 1.5 against Alabama, Ohio State plus 7.5 at Michigan State, West Virginia minus 4 against K-State, Texas minus 2.5 against Kansas, and Auburn plus 1.5. The best bet, Auburn against Tennessee. We've talked about all these. These are pretty common plays in this contest, Wes.
Yeah, and A&M, by the way, you're seeing some 2.5 out there on the minus side. Buzz's team's really good offensive rebounding, 8th in the country in offensive rebounding percentage, 3rd in foul shot rate as well, so they get to the line. Also, that defense they play, they want to make you take a lot of threes. Alabama is willing to do so. I don't think they're going in tomorrow, so I like the Aggies also.
Well, you're right about that, by the way. Both teams are both books, so we use DraftKings and Circa, both at Texas A&M minus 2 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like Ohio State, too, for the reason I mentioned in terms of the fact that they've won a couple in a row. They're starting to get at least some positive regression. You know, senior day for Michigan State for three seniors obviously has been an emotional year based on what has happened a couple weeks ago, unfortunately, on the campus. But I think Ohio State's been better without Zed Key, by the way, who they shut down with an injury. I think they're a little bit more open, a little bit more multiple. So I am on Ohio State as well. I'm also on West Virginia minus 4. Kansas State has won a bunch of home games at the Bramlage Coliseum at the Octagon of Doom. Now they got to go on the road to a West Virginia team that I think could use the game. I have them power rated top 25 in the country, but they may be on the bubble. They get this, I think that they're going to win this ball game. I like WVU.
Also, you're on Texas. We've talked about that. And your best bet, Auburn plus 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Guy Ziegler out for this one. Bruce Pearl, we talked about it with Tim Murray. Bad call down in Knoxville. Wants to get him back on the plane.
Bruce Pearl was fired up about the officiating in the loss to Alabama couple nights ago, too. Unhappy with the way that game was called, and Auburn blew a 17-point lead. Back with Greg Hoops Peterson.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, I learned something very interesting about Greg Peterson last night. I'll tell you more about that here in a minute. By the way, this weekend, Saturday night, UFC 285, big event. Going to be at the Bar Canada at the D to watch this with Big Randy McKay, Mike Palm, Wes Reynolds. UFC 285 is where you want to be if you're going to head to Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers has you covered for every line, odd, and boost. Bet the big names on the UFC 285 card. You get parlay insurance if you play it. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app, BetRivers Sportsbook at BetRivers.com. All right, so Greg Peterson right now is a trim. I guessed him at 150 pounds when he walked in the studio last night. Now he keeps this room like a sauna, Wes, as you mentioned, 76 degrees while he does his show. Greg said last night you were, at one point, Greg, you were what, 220 pounds? When was this?
215 pounds back in high school, yeah. It's been a nice little weight loss for myself. Went to college, trimmed up a little bit, and been able to keep it off.
How did you balloon up to 215? Were you drinking a lot of beer? What was the deal?
No, that was a lot of Mountain Dew. A six-pack a day is not what you need.
Oh, man.
That is how you don't keep the doctor away. So we cut out the soda. We decided, you know what, maybe actually taking some steps from time to time might be able to help out. So we decided to get into some jogging, and here we are, a nice trim buck 50 or so, enjoying life. And
Matt,
I'm with you guys.
So, Matt, you and I jog, man, but we jog to the refrigerator or to the bar.
That's true. I've never been on that diet where you drink 6 Mountain Dews a day. I can tell you that. That's GUnit_81 on Twitter, host of the Greg Peterson Experience. No longer on the 6 Mountain Dew a day diet. Down to 150 pounds. All right, Hoops. In this contest, you're 17-13, 2-4 on best bets. You got to improve that best bet record here down the stretch. Let's see if you can do it. And this is not your best bet. You and I are on Kansas +3.5. Three other guys in the contest are opposite us on this play, and they are playing Texas -2.5. Hoops, make a convincing case here for taking a 3 with the Jayhawks in Austin.
Kansas has won in quad one games 15 times this year. No other team has been able to do that more than 9 times. This Kansas team just rises up to the occasion. They don't necessarily have one thing that you take a look at and you say, yeah, they're dominant in that category. They're just solid all the way around. Jalen Wolfson, in my opinion, is an All-American candidate. He's giving you just under 20 points per game. Kevin McCullough has been able to do a great job on the defensive side of things. And against Texas, when Jalen Wolfson in that game had a single-digit amount of points, they were still able to win that game. I think that this is a tough matchup for a Texas team that ever since Chris Beard left the fold, they've been playing a little bit more up-tempo, and it's been at the detriment of their defense. Sir Jabari Rice has been rock solid for this Texas team, but Texas only has one guy that gives you north of 4.5 rebounds per game. I think the Kansas wins from within. Personally, I'm going to be taking them on the money line, getting 3 in the contest. That was convincing for me, so I was going to take the points with Kansas.
Greg, Pitt was in the really the ultimate go-again spot the other night with Notre Dame, Mike Bray's last game in South Bend, and then Pitt, first time you get ranked, usually you finally get respect, and then the egg gets laid. But still, the Panthers are in a 3-way tie in the ACC right now between them, Virginia, and also their opponent on Saturday, the Miami Hurricanes of Jim Larranaga. I don't know who wants to win this ACC. Miami loses last Saturday, Virginia loses last Saturday, and then Pitt loses on Wednesday. But you're going to go back to the Panthers off the bad performance against the Hurricanes tomorrow.
I think that that was a massive wake-up call for Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh had some good success against Miami already. They were able to win the first time around. That was 71-68. Might be the only modicum of defense that we've seen either of these two teams play, because both of these teams have been pathetic on that side of things. But I do think that Frederico actually matches up relatively well with no Chad Omier, who's been a double-double machine. And Miami has been dealing with the injury to Nigel Peck as well. I think that he's going to be playing in this game, but Nigel Peck has honestly been 100%. And he's honestly been a little bit disappointed with this Miami team. Meanwhile, for Pittsburgh, they do a good job of being able to run the point with Jamarius Burton, coupled with Nelly Cummings, giving you a little bit over 9 assists per game. And I thought that this was interesting. Miami's actually giving up 3 points more per 100 possessions when they're at home rather than a roadside shooter court environment. Pittsburgh have been road warriors all season long. I think that that loss against Notre Dame, a relatively unsightly one, is going to get this team motivated. I do think that they're going to be able to hold within the number. Personally, one that personal bets, I'm not going to sprinkle on the money line, but being able to get 6.5, that appeals to me.
Pitt, by the way, did beat Virginia and Miami during the regular season already, so they'll clinch the title if they get the outright win tomorrow.
All right. Kansas +3, Pittsburgh +6.5, first two plays for Greg Hoops Peterson. Let's go to a couple totals, Greg. The losers from the Thursday night games in L.A. in the Pac-12, Arizona State and USC hookup. And you're going to play the Sun Devils and Trojans under 143.5.
Yep, we've got an Arizona State team that has been, shall we say, suspect with their offense all season long. But Arizona State, contrary to what we've seen out of them for the most part in the Bobby Hurley era, they've been doing a really good job with their defense. They're actually 34th in the country. Turn points allowed on a per-possession basis. Arizona State has been a spotty three-point shooting team. And guess what? USC does really well. They do a good job of being able to guard inside the painted areas. USC has Joshua Morgan is able to give you multiple blocks per game. Vincent Iwuchukwu has been incredible with his defense as well. USC, as a matter of fact, 3rd in the country in opponents' two-point shooting percentage. Arizona State, they're number 4. USC has been able to ascend a little bit with their three-point shooting percentage, as you've got Boogie Ellis along with Drew Peterson. Great name there. They've been able to combine for 32 points. They're able to shoot relatively well from three-point range, but USC is a little bit sloppy with the ball. Arizona State takes care of the ball, but they really don't make a lot of threes. Both of these teams are a little bit more brisk, but they're not necessarily out of control with regards to their pace. I think with both of these teams doing such a good job of guarding within the arc that it's going to lead to a lot of breaks. Neither of these teams, I think, are going to be able to bury their threes, which is why I do like this total under.
Greg, for your next one, Sun Belt Tournament, it is, I believe, the 8-1. South Alabama against Southern Miss. Southern Miss was picked pretty much dead last by a lot of the prognosticators down there, but they're in the number one seed at 14-4 in the league. They get South Alabama. They split the two regular season meetings, South Alabama losing 76-72 at Southern Miss, and then they blew out Southern Miss down there in Mobile, 85-54. You're not going with the side, though, here. You're on the total.
Yep, I'm going to be looking at the under because, for one, you've got a little bit of a sleepy spot for both of these teams, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time tip. So that takes a lot out of these guys usually. And you don't have either of these teams really playing up-tempo. Both of these teams are relatively mid-tempo teams. Both of these teams are in the top 85 nationally in terms of points allowed on a per-possession basis. When it comes to South Alabama, they also do a good job of guarding on the interior because you've got a guy in Kevin Samuel, comes in from a TCU. He's been able to do a good job, 10 points, 9 boards. He gives you multiple blocks per game. Also shoots right around 30% free throw. So if you're looking for sort of a hack-a-shack sort of guy, he's that guy. And for South Alabama, as a matter of fact, 294th in the country in terms of total possessions per game. Southern Miss does a good job of being able to generate turnovers. One of the top teams in terms of steals on a per-possession basis. They've got good versatility with Felipe Haas, but at the same time, you've got a South Alabama team that they've been a little bit suspect with their three-point shooting. Their top scorer, and Isaiah Moore, shoots below 25% from three-point range. Both of these teams do a good job on the interior. So I think that in a very early game, a pair of teams that don't play up-tempo, a pair of teams that they really hang their head on defense, they're going to get a low-scoring slog. So I'm going to be taking a look at the under of 139.5.
All right. He's got two totals there, both unders. Arizona State, USC, under 143.5. And South Alabama and Southern Miss under the total of 139.5. So two unders for Greg Hoops Peterson. Let's get your best bet. Vandy off a big win at Kentucky. You're going to play against the Commodores here. Your best bet is Mississippi State minus 1.5, Greg.
Yep, and this has gone up to 2 in a lot of spots as well. And the big reason why, Leah Robbins is on the phone for the Vanderbilt. He's out for the season. He was Mr. Do-It-All for this team. The only guy, though, that's given them north of 5 rebounds per game. Top 5 in the country in terms of blocks per game. And in the 4 games that Vanderbilt has already played without Leah Robbins, they've lost those games by an average of 8 points. They exceeded 70 points in just one of them. As a whole, Vanderbilt is in the 250 range in terms of 3-point shooting percentage at home. And for Mississippi State, only one team gives up fewer points per possession on the road, and that's Tennessee. They're going to be able to bear it out. Mississippi State, poor with their offense, but 13th in the country in terms of offensive rebound rate. Mississippi State crashes the glass. No Liam Robbins means that Mississippi State dominates that aspect of it, and they get the job done. I like Mississippi State, and that's them in the contest last week. They got it done for me, so I'm going to look to them once again.
All right, great job tonight, Greg. Go back and finish that podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops. How much time do you got left on your podcast tonight? We don't have the normal long Saturday schedule, but we do have a lot of conference tournaments to hit.
Yep, we've got a couple TBD matchups, so I'm going to sit back, get a glass of water, and then we'll finish up the final hour. So.
Grab a Mountain Dew. Greg Hoops Peterson, there you have it. His best bets back here with more plays, 4 more contestants as we wrap up the contest show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Wes, you're a guy who always looks for a betting edge, right? Yes. Everybody should. If you're looking for a betting edge on hockey, NBA, or college hoops, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by show host and guest. In fact, if you got the email yesterday, you would have seen Dr. Bob and Wes Reynolds going head-to-head on a game, Youngstown and Detroit. And Wes, you got the win. Dr. Bob went down in that one. Look, tools like betting splits, deep dive betting reports, and a lot more. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Limited time offer. You never know when Bill 80 is going to pull this off the table.
Yes.
So jump at it now. $9.99, vsin.com/subscribe, vsin.com. You never know when Bill's going to pull that offer.
Mike Palm refers to as Crazy Bill 80 with his deals. Steals and deals here at vsin.com.
Yep. Nice job, by the way, picking the point spread winner in that Detroit-Youngstown game.
Yeah, well, Antoine Davis looks like his career is going to be over, and you don't stir the pot at all.
I do not want Detroit to play another game.
I don't either.
A losing record to finish the season. Now they're talking about playing a game in the CBI.
I asked that question on Twitter last night. Are they going to buy into that? I really hope not.
That's a disgraceful way to get the top Pistol Pete's record. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing that either. By the way, we do have some games going down to the wire. I believe Southern Illinois 54-51 over Missouri State. SIU is laying 3, 121.5 as I look behind me. And it is a final score, 54-51. SIU pushes -3.
Lands right on the number. Okay. So Salukis advance.
They do. Drake, by the way, advanced earlier tonight. So I believe it's Bradley and Indiana State. in the first semi tomorrow in Arch Madness, and then Drake will get Southern Illinois.
BYU advanced in the West Coast Conference Tournament. Big first half from Portland tonight, but the Cougars turned the tables in the second half.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I just played first half on the Portland Pilots. And by the way, that angle has been working today. Now, you don't want to play it every single time, but the team that plays the day before, the night before, wherever it is, usually has that energy carry over, and you get a flat team sometimes, especially the first time. Now, don't do it against a team that's like on a double or triple bye and play a team that's playing its third game in 3 days necessarily. That angle is not as good. But if you just played that one game either the night before or night in between, we've kind of seen that in the Sun Belt Conference.
I've said that for years.
Yeah.
The players, first of all, you get to break a sweat. You get familiarity with the rims, with the shooting background.
And you also have had to face elimination in the tournament. Now, all of a sudden, this team on the bye, they haven't had to face elimination because they've been in regular season mode, because it's like, okay, well, we know we got another game coming up.
All right, Wes, we got more picks we got to get to. Let's get it. Danielle Alvari, she's becoming a star at VSiN and DraftKings. They fly her out to New York, it seems like, every weekend now. She stays at limo, picks her up at the airport, stays at a five-star hotel. We see her on DraftKings shows. You've seen that stuff, right?
I have.
Yeah. All right, Danielle had a 3-2 week a week ago, and she is 10-20 in the contest, 2-4 in the best bets, trying to finish strong here. She's playing TCU as a 2-point favorite at Oklahoma. San Jose State +1 at Air Force. Tim Miles done a hell of a job with San Jose. You got to think he's off to a bigger job after this season. I would guess he's going to be the next Cal Berkeley coach. What do you think?
You think so? I've heard his name mentioned. I've heard Joe Pasternak at UC Santa Barbara, a former Bob Knight manager, by the way, at Indiana University. Yeah, and actually, I went to college with Joe. He was in my class, but Joe Pasternak, I think, is going to move on from UCSB. Obviously, there is going to be a change out there in Berkeley. Might there also be one at Stanford?
Yeah, there's going to be a change at Stanford. I think Mark Mad Dog Madsen of Utah Valley is going to
get
that job. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Anyway, Danielle's plays, TCU -2, San Jose State +1. She said this is an emotional hedge.
Emotional hedge, yes.
She's a former UCLA cheerleader, and she wants the Bruins, who have locked up the Pac-12 championship, by the way.
Yep.
She's taking Arizona +5. I'm sure she's hoping for a UCLA win, but not cover. She's taking the Wildcats +5. I did make that number a little bit shorter. I made that number 4 and opened 4.5 or 5, UCLA, Arizona. She's taking the Cats +5. She's laying 4.5 with USC against Arizona State. And Danielle Alvari's best bet, Kansas State +4.5 at West Virginia. Is she going head-to-head with you on that?
I believe she is. Excuse me. I was so stunned that she was going head-to-head with me. How dare you, Danielle?
What was that?
I'm just kidding.
What was that noise?
Yeah, it was something, frog in my throat or something. By the way, she's happy tonight. The Bruins knock off Stanford in the women's Pac-12 tournament right here in Las Vegas. That was the number one seeded Stanford Cardinal.
All right, let's get to Paul Stone. He's tied with Danielle, 10-20, 2-4 on best bets. Paul Stone is really good at making numbers on college hoops. If you ask him 3 days in advance, what's your number on this game, he almost always is right on the number, and sometimes his number's better. I know he's going to be motivated to pick more winners here in this contest, but he's 10-20, 2-4 on best bets. He's got Auburn. He got to play in at Pick'em, Auburn against Tennessee. What do you think about this one, Wes? Syracuse +1.5 because the Orange look like a dead team right now.
Paul is a brave man. Nobody can ever say that Paul Stone is not a brave man, the pride and joy of Tyler, Texas. Boy, what I've watched out of Syracuse is I kind of look to see what they have for tomorrow. Man, that defense is so poor. Now, they're getting a Wake Forest team who's been a real disappointment. I think Wake, unless they go on a run in the ACT tournament, they are NIT bound. I have no idea where Syracuse is bound, if any, postseason. That defense is atrocious.
Are they going to let Jim Boeheim write his own ending? Because, what's Boeheim going to coach 50 years? This team looks like it's kind of quit on Boeheim.
I think that's what he's waiting on, because at first I thought, okay, he's waiting for his two kids, Buddy Buckets and Jimmy Boeheim. But they are gone. But I did notice this is his 49th season up in Syracuse. So is he waiting? He's been kind of cantankerous this year, too, Jim Boeheim.
He's been
coach almighty. By the way, let me reference this tweet. I talked about the Syracuse defense. This from our guy Jim Rood at Second Chance Points on Twitter. Look at Syracuse's last four defensive games. Duke scored 1.24 points per possession. Clemson, 1.32 points per possession. Pitt, 1.5 points per possession. Georgia Tech, 1.35 points per possession. They've given up, Syracuse has given up 61 made threes in the last four games.
Three-point shooter has been lighting up that orange zone, no doubt about it. All right, Paul Stone, Auburn pick, Syracuse plus 1.5. Paul and I have the same play here, and this is one I went off the radar. I said, I think this Fresno State team is going to show up with nothing in this finale. It might be the last game for Justin Hutson and his coach. It's kind of a meaningless game. How many fans are going to show up? It's going to be a mostly empty arena in Fresno. The Chicago State traveling circus goes from Gonzaga to Fresno.
Don't play anybody, anywhere, anytime.
That's right.
God bless.
It's kind of like the Washington Generals traveling the country. Paul and I are both on Chicago State plus 12. How about that? That's a brave play.
Well, I don't disagree. Okay. I may actually play that overnight myself because Fresno obviously has the Mountain West tournament to look forward to here at the Thomas and Mack in Las Vegas. Right. And Chicago State, last game of the year. Unless Detroit tries to schedule a game to get Antoine Davis the scoring record.
That didn't happen.
And Chicago State's got to go up there and play him.
The Southside Cougars, Chicago State plus 12. Villanova plus 2.5 against a UConn team that's back pointed in the right direction. And best bet, Texas A&M plus 1. So you see Paul Stone's plays there. Auburn, Syracuse, Chicago State, Villanova, Texas A&M. Rex Byers, head odds maker of PlayUp USA, tweeted, "No arguments with Bacon Nation for a sponsorship. If we can get Mike Palm aboard, Rex Byers said he's been there four times, has yet to experience anything resembling a bad experience." I'm a big fan of Bacon Nation over at the D. Here's Rex Byers, 4-1 last week, 17-13, 3-3 in his best bets. Alabama, Texas A&M, under 150.5. Oklahoma State, plus 6.5. Oregon State, minus 7. Wayne Tinkle trying to get a win. Is he on the way out? Northern Arizona, minus 4. And Oregon, minus 7. We've had a lot of common plays in the contest tonight. Rex Byers, none of those common plays. There you go. And his best bet, again, Oregon in the Pac-12. That's Oregon against Stanford. Mm-hmm. Here are my plays. And we've talked about these pretty much all these games tonight. So just quick run through here. I went 5-0 last week, Wes. I want to keep the winning streak going here. 16-14, 4-2 on the best bets. My best bet is Auburn plus 1.5. That's a common play with
same
a lot of us.
Same as with me.
Yep. Also on Texas A&M plus 1, Oklahoma plus 2, Kansas plus 3, and Chicago State plus 12. I'll tell you, I really debated the fifth play, and Oklahoma is my fifth play. I thought about UC Santa Barbara. I thought about a few others. But the weakest of those five, in my estimation, is Oklahoma. But A&M, Oklahoma, Kansas, Chicago State, best bet, Auburn, plus 1.5. Wes, good luck on Saturday.
I'll need it.
And maybe. Thanks to all the guests we've had on tonight, Mike Palm, Aaron Moore, Jim Root, Will Hill, Tim Murray, and Greg Hoops Peterson. Cash and tickets, VSIN, the Sports Betting Network, Jeff Parles on deck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.